Chapter 9. Quick as a Wink. We walk for an hour through the dark, scary forest. Unfortunately, or fortunately, we don't meet the lion. But then, look, Frankie exclaims, pointing up ahead, the witch's castle. Beyond a cluster of trees, I can make out a looming gray castle. It looks even scarier than the other witch's castle. Our whole crew makes our way toward it. The scenery around us gets grayer as we get closer. The leaves are gray, the grass is gray, even the flowers are gray. Who even knew gray flowers existed? Tin Man creaks as he walks, and Scarecrow's legs are still a bit jelly-ish, but we all make it. We stop in front of the stone wall that surrounds the castle.
Should we storm it? Tin Man asks.
No, I say. We should figure out where everyone is.
Like the flying monkeys, I do not need to see them ever again, Penny says.
She glances up at the sky, swallows, and moves behind Tin Man.
I've been turned into tin by this witch, Tin Man says, but I'm not afraid of her or her minions.
That makes one of us, Penny says. Then she yelps. Did anyone else see that?
We look to where she's pointing. On the other side of the wall, something yellow just ran by in a blur.
That was a Winky, Frankie says. And look, there are more.
About 20 little people in yellow clothes march by.
Who are they?
Scarecrow asks.
Winkies, Frankie repeats. They had their own area of Oz, but then the Wicked Witch of the West enslaved them like the Wicked Witch of the East enslaved the Munchkins.
Tin Man nods.
It's so sad. The Winkies were nice till the witch got a hold of them. Now they're guards.
So how are we getting past them? Penny asks. I think about that. I can try to slip past them on my own, I say. I'm used to this kind of stuff.
Scarecrow and I will come along to help save your friends,
Tin Man says, standing up tall. That sure is nice of him, for someone who doesn't have a heart. But Tin Man is still too creaky, and Scarecrow still isn't walking perfectly. You guys are kind of hard to miss, I point out. I think I should go on my own, or with one other person. Maybe since Frankie knows the story, she stays here with you guys and the dogs, and Penny comes with me? That might be useful if Penny and I get caught. Penny's eyes widen. You want me to go with you? Yeah, I say. To where the flying monkeys are?
Yes.
Hard pass, she says. Sorry, I can't. I just can't. Penny, I cry. We have to save Robin and Dorothy. I get it, but
no.
Let Frankie do it.
She shudders. I'll go with you, Frankie says. That's fine with me. Penny can babysit the dogs and characters.
We're not just characters, Tin Man says. We're people too.
I'm not really a person, Scarecrow says. I'm made of straw, but I appreciate the support.
I turn to Frankie. Do you think we should go around the side to avoid the Winkies? Maybe there's a door or a window we can sneak into? Toto cries again. Prince barks at him.
Shush, Penny says. You're going to get them caught.
Toto starts crying even louder. Maybe pick him up, I suggest.
Gross,
she says, making a face. But she picks him up.
Stop crying! They're going to get Dorothy back for you.
Toto seems to understand that and quiets. You guys stay hidden behind this wall, I say. The wall is about 100 feet from the castle. They nod. I kiss Prince goodbye for now, then grab Frankie's hand, and we go darting behind the trees to the edge of the castle. I peer around a tall gray tree. There's a small oval door, and it's not guarded. Two Winkies with pointy yellow shoes and yellow hats are sitting on a nearby bench. They're chatting while they share a small pepperoni pizza.
I'm hungry. If we can just slip behind them, we can try the door to see if it's unlocked. On my count of three, let's tiptoe over to the door, I say. Frankie nods. We got this. Penny may be a coward, but I'm not. Kind of mean, but I do need her to be brave. One, two, three! I whisper yell, then grab her hand and go running for the entrance to the castle. We made it! We're at the door! Now we just have to very quietly turn the handle. I put my hand on it. I turn it. My nose is starting to itch. Oh no. Now is not the time to sneeze. Not the time to sneeze. Achoo! I sneeze.
Bless you, says a Winky. I mean, curse you.
Then he adds,
and just what do you think you're doing here?
Oh no! My sneeze gave us away. I'm out of ideas, so I'm going to try honesty. The Wicked Witch of the West had her winged monkeys kidnap our friends, I say, turning around. They're just kids. Can you help us find them? I ask. The Winky tilts his head.
Does one have brown hair and two braids and a blue and white dress?
Yes, I cry. That's Dorothy.
And does the other have reddish hair, a blue dress, and a green sweatshirt?
Yes, that's Robin, Frankie says.
Don't know them,
the Winky says. Huh? You just described them, Frankie cries.
I've seen them, he says, but I don't know them.
Can you just show us where they are so we can find them? I ask. This conversation is getting ridiculous.
No can do,
the Winky responds. And why not? I demand.
Because your friends aren't here, he explains.
Is this one of those trick answers? Frankie asks.
Nope, the Winky says. You just missed them. The monkeys took them to the Emerald City about 5 minutes ago.
What? Why? I ask.
Well, the witches have been trying to overpower the wizard for years. And now that they've partnered up with that fairy guy, Gluck, Muck, they're going to try to take the wizard down. And then they'll conquer the Emerald City and turn it gray too.
My stomach drops. So not only have we ruined the book and the movie, but now we might ruin the Emerald City for good? Great. Just great. But why did the witches take Dorothy and Robin there? I wonder out loud. Couldn't they have just left them here in a dungeon or something?
It was that evil fairy,
the Winky says.
Gluck Muck insisted your friends come along too.
Then we have to go to the Emerald City, I say. So we're off to see the wizard? Frankie asks. No, I say. We're off to save the wizard.